Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is my baby. This is my home that I open up the doors for those creative souls out there that want a place to come and gather every Saturday. So I hope you're ready to sit back, relax, and take in some amazing flavor of the talents that I'm going to bring your way. I'm hoping that some creative souls are going to call into the show today. You know, I've put some feelers out, so we'll see what happens. If you are listening to the show live and you would like to call in and promote yourself, who you are, what you do, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I think I'm just going to jump into some tracks, play some artists that are a part of the Flavor News movement, and get this party started.
Down, 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 down
jaws of life. Yeah. Miss Monica Monet. How you doing, man? I like to say Monizy. Candlelight, no elbows up on the table, man, it's right.
Yeah.
Straying away from words like, hun, I, this is a special one.
Okay.
Your boy done cleaned up, she must be a special one.
What?
We moving on up like elevators in Jefferson's building. She feels him, say he is the chosen one. Her little mini messiah, got things in common,
what?
Common in Hezekiah.
What?
Walk her to the door, I don't want her to go.
Nah,
I'm trying to be hard and I don't want it to show.
Nah,
want to impress, really want it to flow. So I sit there with this single and said, it's me and Mo. Nika, listen, life.
Lady Flavor.
All right. Again, peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is the place that I open up the doors to those creative souls that want to come in and just hang out, call in, and promote who they are and what they do. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Today I opened up with two tracks. Winston Warrior has a brand new video out. Oh my goodness, that is a grown and sexy video, if I must say so. And that's called Elevator. So I opened up with Elevator today at the coffee house, and then we took it into Monica Monet and Jaws of Life with their brand new single that just released this past week called Teach Me. If you missed Soul Sessions with Dwayne Alston right here on Flavor News Radio last night, it's definitely worth going back and checking out the archives. Monica Monet and Jaws of Life were on as featured guests last night. And, you know, although I work very closely with Monica, you know what? I learned a few things, you know, in listening to that particular interview. So I really encourage you to go and check that out. You can check out any of the shows that we do here on Flavor News Radio by just going to blogtalkradio.com/Flavor News and just scrolling through the archives. Dwayne and I both have shows going on. Soon I will be in a new studio set up and ready to just be back at it, you know, full strength. So I thank everybody who's been patient and hanging out with me while I've been transitioning where my family's living and all of that. You know, I've only been doing the Saturday shows, but I will be back at it. So, you know, stay tuned for that come this October. So, again, if you are a creative soul and you have something to promote, feel free to call into 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep playing some tracks from some of the artists that are a part of the Flavor News movement. And if you don't know about the Flavor movement, you know what? I'm stumbling over my words, aren't I? If you don't know about the Flavor News movement, you know, go over to flavornews.com, hit the Flavor News movement page, and it'll have all the information right there. I've got some great, great talents that are a part of the movement, and I'm thrilled to, you know, help represent them, help promote who they are and what they do, not only here on Flavor News Radio, on the website, on social networks, and some of the artists I work very, very closely with behind the scenes, you know, in doing some additional projects for them. I'm going to play a piece by my family right here in the Pacific Northwest, and this is Black Stacks with their track called Chasing Words.
Yeah, you know, back here, the broads are so up on it.
Chasing words like women out for, I mean. Chasing words like, and chasing words like, they say raps give brevity. I learned that from an insider, corporate word provider. He had all the latest words plus the cadences. I just needed the catalog, the monolith reply. You haven't the eye for the content. This is what I expected. I turned, pulled out the record. I told it, theme selected, it's easy. Plus the MCs I came with, battle world all the time.
Like triple kings, on things rolling down streams, made a grade, made up like a trade up in economics, super chronic, hook with classic creator with the phonics, wax like phono, you know, in my headphones, on stones, holding marbles, loser bones, Sancho, erratic, my dynamics, at the funhouse, all black and cotton mouth. Dope Emporium, come build with the historians, and an experience, and shots of adrenaline, glances become trances, with romances that are seductive as I bust this. Wishes that the liver can clear of the messages and transgression in Seattle, they tested it. No hoopla or Mardi Gras, but the dopest spot you ever saw, I swear.
Chasing words like girls. Chasing words like girls. Women out for fun, I mean. Women out for fun, I mean. Chasing words like girls. Facing words like girls. Women out for fun, I mean. Women out for fun, I mean. Same thing as well as the extreme. This the place I have things for. silent official clip. Never duck, lead, ain't that my mission. I'ma come get it, just the heat, hold the full winter glass, break mercy. Been a rush since the women said, push niggas, you need to, et cetera, back to the meat. Chasing words like girl.
Chasing
words like girl. Women, I mean, women, I mean. Chasing words like women, I mean.
Hearing her own personal stories and then going back, you know, and hearing the stories, very endearing stories about, you know, being Johnny Taylor's baby girl. So that's Tasha Taylor again, remaking her daddy's track, Who's Making Love. Prior to that, I had to play a track by my family, Black Stacks, out of the Pacific Northwest, and that was Chasing Words, featuring J.C. Cage and Silas Black with backgrounds from their female vocalist, Miss Felicia Loud. So how are you guys doing today? Welcome to the coffee shop. I'm sitting here drinking some iced tea myself, just kind of relaxing and chilling. It's a little bit of a cloudy day here in Seattle, not too bad temperature-wise, though. This morning I was woken up by a slew of people in pink going down the hill. Didn't even realize that a breast cancer walkathon was taking place, but there were some characters out there in pink tutus. Even the police were on bikes with pink tires and pink tutus, and a lot of fun, you know, watching them go down the street and being entertaining and just, you know, a beautiful sight to see all the people that came out to support that particular event. There is an amazing, amazing event that's taking place in Canton, Michigan on September 29th called the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. It is the first year for this particular event. It must have some amazing funding because, you know, it looks like it's going to be a spectacular affair. It's taking place at the Village Theater. Michelle Alford is heading it up. It is her baby, and if you want more information, you can definitely just Google Spoken Word Billboard Awards. It will take you to, you know, some promo information. It will take you to the website. Some dear, dear friends of mine are going to be at that particular event. I really wish that I could attend myself, but my brother Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn is going to be going out right here from Seattle, Washington. He's being honored out there. My dear, dear friend John D. Green Sr. and Melvin Chenault, along with some other musicians, are going to be performing that night. They're right out there in Michigan, so it makes it easy for them. I've been telling everybody, take pictures, take videos, because I need to be present in my own way, even though I'll be sitting out here in Seattle kind of sulking a little bit that I can't be there. So, again, I open up the phone lines, and I see some people on the switchboard, but nobody's raised their hand. So, if you'd like to raise your hand, just hit the number one. I'll bring you in. Otherwise, I just want to respect you that you want to just kind of hang out and listen to the show. But I love to open up the phone lines and just hear from some new people and who they are and what they're doing. I did put something out on Facebook today. Periodically, I try to encourage authors to kind of come get involved in the Flavor News movement, to calling in, especially on Saturdays when I open up the phone line for anybody to call in. You know, to tell us about their books, you know, and read a synopsis. I was kind of encouraging, you know, some authors to record a very short excerpt of their books, you know, and put the information of where they can find out more about them as an author to where you can purchase their books. So I'm hoping that some of my author friends are going to jump on that and follow through and get me some, you know, promos for them. If you are part of the Flavor News movement, I am going to be revamping some things. Would love to include you in it. I would love some audio drops for the shows, promos for the shows, intros, outros. If you've got something that you need to get me updated on, new tracks, new you know, promo flyers, information, you want to be featured, all of that, you know, please hit me up at either radio@flavornews.com or admin@flavornews.com, and let's get this going. Come October, I'll be set up in my studio, my Flavor News studio. I'm so excited about that. And, you know, I'll be much more organized and much more efficient. And my grandbaby's in preschool now, so I'll have more time to focus on what I love to do, and that's supporting you, the unknown underground independent artist. So let me jump back into some more music. You know what? I want to play a piece by my brother Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn that I mentioned is going to be going out to Michigan for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. He has a brand new book that's coming out in October. I am so excited about this book. I feel like it's my own because a good portion of it was actually written in my coffee shop, Flavor Coffee House, before I closed her door. So I'm going to play, what do I want to play? I'm going to play I Am That Man. Again, this is Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn.
I am that man. opened many books and wrote truths and fictions, healed spirits of the body, and I have been healed from wounds of the soul. I have blundered and left many to wonder at my feats and my follies, scolded the wrong, and I have been imprisoned for mere thought. I am that man. I have fathered and I have buried my blood. I have killed and saved, ran from pain, and I have stopped suffering, dealt some goodwill, and served some ill will. Honored false gods, and found God before he laid me down to sleep. Forever, I am that man. The man she cries for, the man who made her cry. Mothers and her mothers, I am that man. My lover, she sheds tears for me, over me, because I am that man. She cries tears of joy because I am that man who brought joy to her being. And being a man has made her sad and fearful, so she cries. Her tears never change her beauty. Her tears are a part of her breathing and her living. She watches over me and she holds me because I cry. I cry for never being enough man. I am that man. I am a man who made her cry. I am that man. The same man who made her smile, held her hand, kissed her cheek, and caressed her lips, and squeezed her in the night. I am that man. In the right, in the wrong, no matter, I made her cry. I am that man.
All right, again, that was Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn right here out of the Pacific Northwest, and that piece is called I Am That Man. Again, he's got a book coming out in October that is called Perfect Circle. It's published by Zane. He, in my mind, is a very successful self-published author. His very first book, Brushstrokes, we are still selling that book. It came out, oh my goodness, I'm going to say 2007, maybe, and we're still selling that book. He has sold into the thousands. I want to say maybe close to about 3,000 copies of that book, so I'm really proud of him. He's got a really, really good hustle going on, so I'm excited that he's going to be going out to Canton, Michigan, and that he's going to be meeting John D. Green Sr. and Melvin Chenault and Donna Green and all of that. I told him they got to take pictures with my brother. I want to see what it looks like for them to be with him and all of that since I can't be there. So, you know I could keep going on and on about that. Sometimes I just feel like I just miss out on so many great things. But, you know, hey, what can I say? One day, I keep telling people one day I'm going to meet them. This young man that I'm going to play next is somebody who I found very, very endearing. The connection, of course, came off of Facebook. He's a great talent, a great, great spirit. And this piece is called Come Home. It's off of my All My Love CD by Robert G.
I know it's been a while since we went our separate ways. Before you hang up on me, there's something I wanna say. Hey, I had a lot of time to think things over, so let me make it plain. Since you've been gone, I tell you every day, seems like just another day. Back to these loving arms, my arms. Here's where you belong. know you did too. Oh, but I'm not too proud to say yay.
Cause I already know
With his track, A Lifetime and Beyond. He's my dear, dear friend over there in Germany. I love his spirit. I love his energy of what I know of him online. And, of course, right before that, I played Robert G. with his piece, Come Home. So, you know what? Now we're going to kind of flip the script on you a little bit. This is definitely for those that are, you know, this is grown folk stuff, okay? Let me just put it out there. This is grown folk stuff. So if you're not ready for that, you know, you might want to mute it for maybe 5 minutes and 29 seconds. I'm going to bring you Eternally Blaze with If My Walls Could Speak.
If my walls could speak, would you listen to the stories that they had to tell you? Late nights, when I'm needing you, wanting you, desiring you. Right here in this room, where we used to lay together, play together, have fun together. Become one together. You used to lay here on my bed, and I would massage the temples on your head. Slip your body between my legs and join our time that we used to share, singing love songs in your ear as I run my fingers through your hair. Then slowly lean forward and massage your neck, then straight down your spine. All in an earnest effort to release the stress and tension that was on your mind. Gently undressing you to expose your firm, fine, sexy brown skin. As you would give me that go-ahead nod with that devilish, excited, hot, freaky little friend. I would bring to your lips the wine that I had poured, knowing that you were soon to arrive. Oh, I'd be wearing something so sexy, so sheer, and lacy, that would even bring a dead man back alive. If my walls could speak, would you want them to tell the people and let them know just how freaky it got up in here when we let our true feelings show? If my walls could speak, seeing you as you walk up to the end of the bed, then start from my foot, working your way slowly and mesmerizingly all the way up to my pretty little head. Then with your masculine grip of your mighty hands, you'd be kissing and caressing and massaging while separating my legs, which was your initial plan, to reveal unto you my hidden treasures, my jewel, my pearl, granting you access, baby, for you so you could rock my whole world. Moaning and groaning as soon as you would hit my hot G-spot. Then I'd release all my passion unto you, so I'll scream out, yes, baby, yes. Don't stop. If only these walls would speak, would they tell of the intensifying heat? As we made mad passionate love, lying right here together, between these satin sheets, with my legs wrapped around your back and my nails digging deeper into your skin, we'd go faster and harder and deeper. Ooh, which made my head spin. Trembling and trembling, then suddenly I began to shake. And then I wondered to myself if I'm dreaming, if I am dreaming. Please don't wake. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. If my walls could only
you, but you know what, I think I need to just stop right here and go get me a cold washcloth, so let me go jump into another track and, you know, regroup.
Yeah. I need to talk to you. So just sit back and listen. You make me want to sing, la 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 la, only for you. Girl, I need you tonight to share all these feelings I just can't hide. You've been sending me vibes from way across the room, and they feel so strong, can't be denied. It's so amazing when it's right. Baby, tonight, don't worry. Let me protect you all night long.
Come love me down.
Come love me down.
When you come around,
make it good to me. Love me down. I want you all to myself, and we can try things that we've only dreamed of. You got my temperature rising, and I'm on fire, girl. See, I've just got to be on the inside. It feels so good right down to the bone, baby.
I've kind of loved so many days.
So many people in the world never seem to find.
Baby, tonight, get ready.
I'm gonna take you for a ride all around the world.
Come love.
down.
I get down on my knees.
Feel
my life. Girl, I do anything to please.
Thank you.
segment a title, and I think I'm going to call it Night of Eternally Bliss. We started it out with Eternally Blaze and her piece, If My Walls Could Speak. Then we went into a little bit of Chocolate with Grown Folks. Then we had to go into Come Love Me Down by John Hopkins Jr. and closing it out, mellowing that time out with For You, For Me by Maurice Johnson. So, hey, what y'all think about that, huh? What you think about that? We could get a little grown folk up in here, huh? Okay, Blaze. You awake now? Alrighty, okay. You know what? I'm just at a loss of words. I was kind of like, man, you know, that was pretty good, Slave. Yeah, pat on the back right there. That was some good stuff. When I get back to doing my shows regularly come October, I'm going to introduce a new show called Seasoned Souls. And it's going to be all about, you know, the seasoned souls, the more mature crowd, you know, songs that, you know, an age group that, like myself, I'm 52, I'm proud of it, you know, would listen to, would want to just chill to, would want to move and groove to. So stay tuned for Seasoned Souls. Miss Eternally Blaze and Mr. Funk's going to help me out with that particular show. So let's see, what direction do I want to go now? You know what? I think I'm going to take us down to Sacramento, California, and play a piece by Miss Ava Lamert off of her brand new CD, which is called 12. This is called Working on a Groove Thing.
I never want to play the part of a fool.
You know, I'm just kind of feeling myself right now. It's that's some good stuff I got there. That's some good stuff. They're all members of the Flava News movement. You know, we can bring the grown and sexy. We can bring the fun and funky. We can do all kinds of directions, you know, with this music that we got going on here at Flava News. So that said, I played Miss Ava Lamert with her piece Working on a Groove Thing, went into a little bit of Mr. Tunes with his piece called In the Mood, and then closed out that set with I Want You from Mark Van Claggett. So what you think about what I'm playing tonight? Kind of gearing it towards my people in the chat room. I don't know who you are on the phone, but you know, hey, I hope I didn't scare you with anything that I played, you know, because, hey, we tried to bring it to you. And that was just kind of the direction we kind of went tonight. But I will still welcome you if you want to raise your hand, hit that one, and I will bring you in if you're an artist that wants to promote yourself. If you're listening live and you're not in the chat room or on the switchboard and you'd like to call in and promote yourself, please feel free to do that. I can take a break from this grown and sexy kind of music that I got going on tonight. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Would love to hear from you. That's what we do here at Flava Coffee House. We open up the phone lines. We open up the doors, welcome you to come in, sit down a while, come hang out with me and my friends. Hope you're in a comfy seat with a great beverage and maybe a snack, just chilling with us tonight. We do this every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and what is it, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come hang out with us every Saturday. Soon I will be up and running, and I'll be back to doing regular shows throughout the week, which I'm looking forward to doing again. And again, I was just mentioning that I'm going to be doing a show called Seasoned Souls, and I was kind of thinking some of that music that I just finished playing might be very, very fitting for my Seasoned Souls show. So, you know, if you want to give me feedback on the music that you hear on Flava News Radio, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a message to radio@flavanews.com. If you're an artist that's interested in being heard on Flava News Radio, you can send me an email also, and I can give you the details of how you can get involved in the Flava News movement and be heard here on Flava News Radio. So I'm going to take you out to Atlanta, Georgia, and play a piece by Jerron the Entertainer. This is called Cozy Love.
Can I get closer? Can I have you, baby? Let me hold you, girl, forever my life. Can we get closer? Can we get cozy? Let me hold you, baby.
Can we get closer, baby?
Can I get let me hold you, girl, forever my life. Can we get closer? Can we get cozy? Let me hold you, baby.
Eyes so beautiful, skin so soft to touch, lips so sweet and tender. You so much, I wish you let me show you just how much I care. I give you anything just to have you near. Should I fight this feeling and
I'm not over. at 16, that's when we kick it off. Your bitch that wind up on the ground, that's when we lift it off. We hug, we kiss, we caress, and then we hit it off. If flowers, we pick it off. Pick your job, we sip it off. Sip it off. 10 years past, so yes, you say you want me. Queen by my side, but these feelings are harming. Wanted to move on, but they can't stop me. Forever caught up in all this regular. With the regular, regular. Hey, Goli and Jah pick me. Yeah, yeah, man. Caught up in this regular. The blessings from above.
You,
yeah, yeah, man.
come from. Look, I'm not trying to run game, baby. Just let me holler at you just for a minute. Now, really, I'm not gonna tarry long. Check this out. Sexy. I mean, you like what you hear? I mean, I'm, whew, for real. Can I be down? That's all I'm saying, baby. Thank you.
Jaron the Entertainer with Cozy Love, going into Coley Williams with You, Reggae Love. And then I went into a Clientele out of the Pacific Northwest with Love Is Here to Stay, and closing out that set with Lloyd Watson, Let Me Holla at Ya. I'm sorry, my music board is a little sensitive today, and I'm just like, all of a sudden tracks are playing before I actually tried to hit the button, so I apologize if some of the tracks are sounding like they're getting cut off, because they kind of are getting cut off. But I hope you're enjoying the music that I've been playing today. This has actually been very, very fun for me to play this music. You know, Eternally Blaze kind of set the tone. We kind of went in a direction, you know, because we're just going to have a night of Eternally Bliss tonight. What you think about that? So, you know, let me see if I can keep this going. I think I'll go into some Monica Monet with Simply Beautiful.
Nobody can quite love,
nobody
like
can
quite love,
nobody can.
Nobody can quite love,
nobody can
quite love,
nobody can quite love.
Why don't you?
Why don't you?
Every day.
One way street. I was too cool, I never learned, sir. wisdom that was given to me. Right now I see future so much brighter than it used to be.
Changes and choices. And in my life, I know I've made some bad choices, but with you in my life, girl, the change is so much easier and the choices are so much better. And I just want to thank you for giving me the chance to love you and be loved by you.
Thank you.
finishing out this particular set was Water Seed, but let me just jump back up. And starting out that set was Monica Monet with the title track to her new CD, which is simply beautiful. Going into a piece by Mayana, which is called Honestly I Do. Then Leon Bell with Never Let You Go. And again, Water Seed, which is his track is called Feel Like I Do Sweet. Water Seed's going to be on Miss Epiphany's show tomorrow at noon Pacific Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Her show is called Epiphany's House. So make sure you go over there and check out Water Seed on Epiphany's House Sunday afternoon. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to listening to this show live today. I love doing this show for you. I love supporting unknown underground independent artists. I think there's some amazing talents out there that deserve to be heard. That's why I created Flava News and Flava News Radio. So we do this every Saturday. We gather here at Flava Coffee House, enjoy some great music. Sometimes we've got conversation going on. Sometimes we've got people calling in, promoting who they are and what we do. I just kind of go with the flow. So today was kind of a grown and sexy day, and I appreciate you indulging me in sharing some of that flavor with you. Remind you, all of these talents are members of the Flavor News movement. There's some amazing talents coming my way, and I do not take that for granted. I feel extremely blessed for being able to share these sounds with you. So spread the word. Tell people about who we are and what we do here at Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. If you're an artist that wants to get involved with Flavor News, just go over to www.flavornews.com. Hit the Flavor News Movement page. That'll give you all the information of how you can become a part of this movement. Check out the whole website and check out some of the artists that are members of the Flavor News Movement, what they've got going on, events, product that they're selling, you know, just help spread the word. If you hear an artist that on this particular show that you like, most likely they are on Facebook. I'd say at least 90% of the artists that I play are on Facebook. Some of them aren't, you know, but you can always reach out to me and ask. I always make a list of who I played and in the order and all of that. So reach out to me at radio@flavornews.com if you want more information about an artist that you've heard on this show. But otherwise, you know what? I hope to see you again next Saturday here at the Coffee House. Today I'm going to close out the show with a track by a dear friend of mine. He lost his father this past Monday to a brain tumor. So my thoughts and prayers go out to Mark Van Claggett and his family. And this piece is by Mark Van Claggett, and I'm going to play Jazz at Sunset, the title track to his CD, in honor of his father, John Wesley. Thank you so much again for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House on Flavor News Radio.